AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Labor Department reports employers added a robust 311,000 jobs last month, following the 500,000 added in January. Saka Magani has more.
The unemployment rate rose to 3.6% from a five-decade low 3.4% as more Americans started looking for work without all finding it. The jobs gain is about three times higher than the Fed would like to see as it fights stubbornly high inflation. It's the first of several reports in coming days, Chair Jerome Powell told Congress this week. The central bank will analyze before deciding on the next interest rate boost.
We have not made any decision about the March meeting.
Though he did say the Fed would boost the size of its rate hikes if the data keeps showing a robust economy and high inflation. Some economists predict a substantial half-point increase in the Fed's key rate, double last month's hike. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The federal government has seized the assets of Silicon Valley Bank after depositors hurry to withdraw their money amid worries about its health. It's the largest failure of a financial institution in more than a decade. All that news rattled Wall Street. The Dow dropped 345 points, or 1.1%. For the week, all three were down more than 4%. Rift among Democrats on energy issues. Senator Joe Manchin says he will not move forward on President Biden's nominee to oversee oil and gas leasing at the Interior Department. He cites a plan signed by nominee Laura Daniel Davis to charge oil companies higher rates for drilling off the Alaska coast. The House has voted unanimously to declassify U.S. intelligence information about the origins of COVID-19. And more than 9,000 California residents are under evacuation orders. A new atmospheric river is bringing heavy rain, thunderstorms, and strong winds, and flooding major highways. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is not in the presidential race yet, but he's in Iowa and sounding like it.
I bring greetings from the free state of Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis' visit was in part to promote his book, The Courage to be Free, but also a test of how he'd be received if he announces his candidacy and challenges Donald Trump. DeSantis, as heard on WQAD, boasted of his refusal to adopt COVID safety measures.
We chose freedom over Fauciism.
His bans on books and sexuality being taught in school. And he blasted the so-called woke agenda.
Our state is where woke goes to die.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says attacking children who are different is not something to brag about.
That is just hate, and it is shameful. It is shameful, and we're going to call it out.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.